The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
129, Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The Spring Cinema and Tap House in Sandy Springs is where we are. Appreciate you taking the time to listen here on a Thursday afternoon. We'll check in with Chuck and Chernoff, play some birthdays, get their thoughts on what they saw last night from Vaughn Grissom as the Braves sweep that quick two-game series up there in Boston. She was there as well. Kelly Crow from Bally Sports Southeast now joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, now in Miami. But Kelly, great job last night, and what an experience, as you were all over it before, during, and after the game.
Yeah, it was a great day. It really was. I mean, if you're a Braves fan, you have so much to be excited about, right, with the future of this team. I mean, here they call up another 21-year-old prospect who's played all 22 games in Double A, right, and comes through on the big stage like it's no big deal in Fenway last night. And and you guys do too, you know, like I'm a big fan of telling the human side of these sports stories that we don't always get to see. And anytime a guy gets to make his debut and the family gets to be there, it's just, you get to understand the journey of these guys and what it means to the parents and the family and everything that they've gone through to kind of see their kid's dream come true on that stage. It's so heartwarming. And he was a lot of fun, as you guys saw in the post-game interview. I mean, just great energy, that genuine joyfulness of playing the game this is what happens, guys, when I have like 3 hours of sleep. Keep that in mind. My vocabulary, it's really tough. But he just, like, the moment, he certainly appreciated it. And that's what, you know, you could feel last night as he was talking to me in the post-game interview. So it was a great day for the Braves and for certainly the Grissom family.
Yeah, a couple of quick things. Do we know for a fact he ended up with the baseball at some point last night before you guys got on the plane?
So my understanding was they were getting it, and I even heard from some of the Boston, like, folks who go through the whole, like, you know, finagling, here's what we'll give you if you can give us this. Like, my understanding, that was all happening, like, while we were in the clubhouse. So I clearly haven't seen him today, but I will let you know for sure. But I'm more than positive that was in the works when we talked to him in the clubhouse last night.
Did he get a chance to do what Michael Harris did? You guys showed it pregame last night. Mm-hmm. Did he get a chance to go into the wall and do all those things?
He did. He did. And actually, it was Michael Harris who took him out there to kind of see it and sort of give him his own little 10-cent tour. And he signed inside the monster and everything. And actually, it was pretty funny. You guys would appreciate this. Just knowing Wash and EY the way you do is, like, you know, he gets there. He's flown in that afternoon. And Michael takes him out to the field, and, oh, just this huge grin on his face. You know, I'm soaking it all in. And he comes back to the dugout, and EY looks at Michael and goes, really? You think that's what you should have done first, is take him out there and then make Wash wait to do the work with him? Like, jokingly, of course. But the point was, let's go to work, and then you guys can go look at that wall here. It was a really incredible sort of seen to witness through his eyes yesterday, just what that moment was like for him. And you could tell he just could not believe he was there. And of all the places that I hope you guys got to hear his mom talk about how, you know, Fenway and the story behind, like, that was the dream of the one field he was hoping he'd always get to play on, and have that moment and see it come full circle last night. It's just wild how poetic baseball can be sometimes. I love it. Love the game.
Kelly Crowell with us from now Miami on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line in Boston for the debut of Vaughn Grissom. And you mentioned the fact that you had a chance to talk to his mom. You sat with his family up there in the stands at Fenway. And we've talked about this on and off the air. Sometimes those interviews work, sometimes they don't. It worked last night. She was not shy in front of that camera.
No, she wasn't. And it's always funny, too, when you go up, because you guys know how it is. You kind of try to warm them up and ask them, you know, hey, do you mind doing this? Like, And for me, I always start with, like, there are moms at home who are going to appreciate hearing from you, because right now they're, like, feeling like they're carpooling their, you know, whatever it is, 12-year-old around all the time with these games. And to hear your stories, like, it hits a different audience than just the general baseball fan tuning into these games every night. You humanize it. You explain your story, his story, dad's story. Sister, like, made it a point to come up to me and tell me, hey, I was a softball player. Be sure to drop that he learned everything he knows from me. And, like, you can tell she got a kick out of telling me that. And so it is. It's just you don't really know, though, until you start talking to them how they feel about it. And she was a little bit, I said, well, I'll tell you this much. He wanted me to come talk to you, Mom. He said, talk to my mom, please. And I said, so you're not just disappointing me if you don't do this. It'll be him, too. And she's like, okay, I got it. I can do this. And I was like, you can absolutely do this. And I said, and don't even think about that. You're not going to see the camera. Like, you're just going to have a conversation. And you could tell once she realized we were just talking, she just, it all just started coming out, right? Watching her son from childhood and now seeing him last night without his dream. That's all you could ever hope for as a parent.
Hey, Kelly, I don't know if you'll have a chance to. Obviously, you'll see him this weekend on the field pregame. And I'm not saying four cameras, but I'd be curious to know, when you get that phone call, you got a toothbrush, you got your deodorant, you got your sundries, but you're on a minor league road trip. I have no idea what you throw into a bag, what you have. Now I'm in Miami, and thank God it's not a suit on the road the way that it used to be. But I'm kind of thinking it's underwear, a couple of T-shirts. Maybe the Braves give you some Brave stuff to wear until you get an opportunity to get other stuff. I'm never really sure how that actually works out when you've got to get the hell out of there as quickly as you do at that point.
It's so funny you say that, because the coaches were getting kind of a kick out of it. Again, I'm sitting in the dugout just talking to Wash and Eli while there's this calmness, you know, to the stadiums before the storm of the game hits you. And he walks into that dugout with Michael, and he's got his bag on his shoulder, like spring training, right, guys? Like, he's got the bag on the shoulder, and he drops it in the dugout, and the first thing that kind of, like, falls out of his bag is, like, this Mississippi Braves hat. And they look at him, and they're just like, yes, you're going to need to get some other gear, you know. But that, you're exactly right. He basically throws a few things that he's got in front of him into the bag, none of which can actually be used that night in the game. But, like, you feel like you got to bring a few things. But that's when Wash looked at me and was like, you know what, I do want you to know about this kid before, like, you know, we go to work here this afternoon, is that I already like the makeup of him. Like, the regardless of what happens here tonight, he goes, this is a kid who showed up at spring training and realized the first guy I was going to work with every morning was Austin Riley at 7:30 in the morning. That was the schedule, right? Like, I had the first guy I was going to work with Austin Riley. And he started showing up at 7:15 just so he could say he was the first guy there. He could listen to me kind of. And, of course, Wash is sort of like, I mean, that's my me time. But if kid's going to show up, you know, I'll start telling him stories. We'll start talking about big leaguers, and we'll start talking about the journey and what he can do to get better. And then by 7:30, I'd go to work with Austin, and he'd be there watching. And then he'd get to, like, slide in and do some work with me as well. I think that's important to know, this is a kid that wants to learn and is ready to put in whatever the extra hours are to be there and be prepared. And he said, so again, he's 21 years old. We'll see what happens here tonight, but I want you to know that. And I thought it was cool that Wash, you know, shared that, because I certainly wasn't there at 7 a.m. for every spring training to kind of see that at all. So, if it's that extra work, or just understanding you had Wash there with you yesterday to walk around and show you second base, like, there was some familiarity for him. I think last night in those moments where he was able to take a deep breath and really come through for them, maybe that's what, you know, set him up for that success.
Kelly Crowe with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Brought this up and mentioned it on Twitter as well. As exciting as the home run was, watching his teammates and the coaches and Brian Snicker, their reaction to him, it just shows you that there still is, you don't want to sound Pollyannish, but there still is some innocence to baseball when all is said and done.
No, you're right. That's exactly right. And you don't want to sound that way. But to what Snit was saying, it's like you're watching this kid just like on a playground almost, and that joyful exuberance that the energy he provided, everybody could feel that last night. I mean, and you guys know how it is when you go to places like Fenway and whatnot. Like the fans there, they'll just start talking to you. They'll want to know the storylines, and they wanted to hear about it. And I think there's something that any fan of any team can appreciate a debut for a kid, even if you don't like the other team or the opponent. You root for, I think, the moment for them in that night, and then you still want your team to win, whatever it may be, right? And so last night, you're right, just, I could feel it, a different energy in the dugout. Just guys like him. I mean, I don't know the whole story behind he and Tyler Matzik and how much they've hung out or anything like that, but Tyler came up to me at one point and was like, ask him if he remembers going against me in live BP and just see what he says. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, because he roped a double down the line on me and really got a hold of one. And he goes, but I'm just curious to see if he says it. And then Matzik's the one in the clubhouse last night that has the camera angle and like jokingly sticking a ice cream cone in the scrum as though it's a microphone. And these guys just, you get the sense that they know he's a fun, goofy kid who's also like put in the work. And I think they were just all so thrilled for him, especially Michael Harris. It was really cool to see Michael Harris hang around until the very last question I asked on the field so that he could kind of share that moment with him while fans in Boston were chanting his name in the background. Like, that was wild to me too. Like, you have your debut at home in front of your home fans, I get it, but to be on the road, I mean, Braves fans showed up big time last night.
Well,
Boston,
Austin Riley heard the MVP chants. The other thing I think there were a couple of kids with a baseball on the side of the dugout, and I think it was Michael Harris who told him, go do it. You know, there's time in there. Do we know anything about the greeting in the clubhouse? Do we know how that sort of went as you come in after your on-field interview with that
boy? Yeah, you're supposed to get, that post-game shower and such.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear much about it last night after the game. And I don't know if that's just they didn't talk about it. But I know he got the silent treatment in the dugout. He mentioned that, which is always hysterical. And to be for him, the poor guy, to say, you know, I was really hoping they wouldn't do that for a long time, because I was so amped up. I really needed to, you know, high five hugs. I needed some of those. And so I didn't hear what went on in the clubhouse, but I'll have to ask him about that.
As much as he enjoyed the moment, somebody does have to remind him, and it was a bomb. Yeah. He knew it was going out. But make sure you put your head down, because if you're standing on first base instead of second, if it doesn't go out, it's not as cute as what happened last night.
Right. That's a good point. And I'm sure somebody will, once this settles down and it's not just this, you know, where he's saying he's blacked out essentially from there. You know what else he did? And it wasn't until fans pointed this out to me on Twitter that, like, he missed Wash's hand rounding third base. So he forgot to high-five Wash, which I'm sure you guys know. Ron will let him hear about that.
Kangaroo court. It might cost him a couple. Thank God he didn't miss third base. A little bit more important, he did touch third base. That was a bomb. It was a bomb, though. And what about the bat flip? When they showed him on the iPad, we saw them shown. I don't know if he was cringed a little bit because they pointed out it was a bat flip, or he was just sort of admiring the work he had just done.
It could have been either. I mean, I asked him about that, and he's like, oh, they were excited for me, but I'll have to circle back when the camera's not on him, because I'm sure that's what they were pointing out, right? Like, look at this, look at that. But, you know, it's just the moment, right? It gets the best of you. And, I mean, he is, you can tell he's a humble kid. And I think if he could have slowed that down and not let the moment get the best of him, I mean, he might have changed a few things, right? But, I mean, I thought it was great. And one other thing I didn't want to be lost last night, another guy that I got to talk to was Kirby Yates. I don't think that can be overlooked in the moment that, of course, and the night that belonged to Grissom. But for Kirby to say that was the probably the most emotional he's felt in a game ever. It felt like a debut to him last night. And he said maybe even more so because of all that he's gone through to step back on the mound for the first time in basically 2 years and have a moment to, and not just a moment. I mean, that was a big moment to get a big out that they needed, and certainly not a clean inning. And so for him to come in there and I think get through that is just really huge for himself and then for what he could mean to that Braves bullpen moving forward. So I just wanted to point that out while I had you guys.
Yeah, Kelly, we joked about that earlier. He's over there by himself in front of his locker. Hey, you know, this is the first time I've pitched in 724 days, just so you
know.
And he really is going to be valuable.
Without a doubt.
I mean, look, I don't know what the kid is going to do for the next month, 5 weeks, whatever it's going to be.
Sure.
And obviously there are going to be nights and moments. But if you're talking about, you know, nut time in a baseball game, Kirby Yates is now thrown back into the mix of being a guy who's got to get important outs for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you've now got, what, four, maybe five guys who've closed, if you want to count Tyler Matzik's first career save, which, by the way, was kind of lost in translation two nights ago. And, you know, that was a big moment for him. First of all, he finally looked like himself, and I think he's like, you know, it's been a long time coming for me to get that. It was really meaningful. I know he's got that ball and everything, but then you look at between he and Minter and Iglesias and Jansen, and now you had Kirby Yates. That's five guys who've closed games back there. And as any pitching coach would tell you, or really anybody, but especially Cranny, I mean, closers are just, they're wired differently, and they're wired for those big moments. And Kirby Yates is a guy who, when he is healthy and was at his best, I mean, he really was one of the best in the game. So if they can get him going like that, and I mean, again, I know it was just a glimpse the other night, but that's a big first step for a guy who's had the journey he has had the last couple of years. So
are you getting,
you're right, Chris. I mean, invaluable.
Yeah. Are you getting a little tired of looking up and seeing the Mets winning another game, Phillies winning another game? I mean, is it like getting a little annoying when you look up the out-of-town scoreboard and just, ho-hum, here it goes?
Yeah. Of course, and that's what I think is going to make this race so good down to the wire. But I'm sure they felt that way when the Braves were ripping off 14 in a row, right? I mean, that's just I think these teams go on those kinds of streaks. I do. Am I right that the Mets, their schedule starts to get a little tougher here, right? Like
Philadelphia's
weekend,
is easier. Yeah, Philadelphia's is easier. The Mets get a little bit tougher. Philadelphia,
yeah.
I think going into Miami, it was only 19 of 54 games against teams with winning records. So it's Philadelphia's got a fairly, based upon results so far this year. Now, look, the Braves get lucky. They don't get Alcantara in a four games, 3 days. Yeah, so sometimes it's not only who you play, it's the conditions you play them in.
When you play them, exactly. Well, and I would argue that about, I know it was a disappointing weekend in New York. But, like, and I think the guys would agree. I don't think they'd get upset with hearing me say this. But, like, that's some of the sloppiest baseball I've seen this team play in like, a year almost. I mean, I just – they looked tired by the second game of that doubleheader, and it's never good to be feeling, whether it's emotionally or mentally or physically, tired going into a Scherzer start. But, like, you just don't see Dansby and Austin Riley look that way in the field very often. I just didn't think it was a good weekend all around. I think that team is so much better than they played when they played the Mets. So yeah, it was a bad weekend. And like you just said, the timing's everything. I think when they see them on Monday after what just happened and at home, I think we're going to see – I think it's going to feel completely different in Atlanta come Monday. But these are four important games over the weekend that they got to take care of now. And I think the energy of, like you guys said, adding Grissom, I think it helps. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah.
You're not going to get a boost. You're not going to get a boost from attendance. If you think about what happened in Queens and you think about really because it's Fenway – get ready for whatever the polar. They drew one day last week. They had a pretty good crowd. But, yeah, expect the polar opposite in terms of atmosphere in the building.
Yeah. You're talking about Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, but these guys, you know, they know walking into it. But and I also – you don't – you just asked me if I get tired of watching, you know, Philly and New York win every night. These guys are watching that scoreboard, too. They may tell you they're not, but they are. They know what's happening. They know what they have to do. And so, I mean, even if the atmosphere down here in Miami is a little different than what they've seen the last couple nights, I think they know the importance of this time of year, you know, winning ball games. So I am excited, though, to get back to Atlanta. I can't wait. This has been a really long road trip, guys. And I'm not even suiting up every night. So I can tell you that they'll be excited to be playing in front of, you know, their home crowd once again, especially with the Mets coming into town. That was whether they told you they heard it or not, to say that the chop didn't bother them at the end of that game, that's not true. That's just not true.
Well, every once in a while, you need to be humbled. It's not a bad thing. Now, speaking of suiting up, the leather jacket last night, was that a late addition to the ensemble?
It was a little bit of a late addition. It dropped about 30 degrees on the first night, Tuesday night, from when we got to the ballpark. When Michael and Harris and I did that little tour of the monster and everything, it was about, I kid you not, 99 degrees with the humidity off the charts. And we go inside it, which it's even hotter back there. I have no idea, thinking of the history of what guys who worked back there. I don't know how they did it. I really don't. But anyway, and then by game time, we've dropped 30 degrees, wind's blowing in. And you know how, I mean, Fenway's a lot like Chicago and other parks where they're off the water. It just, the temperature can shift so quickly. And so I won't lie, I went and bought something that morning to make sure I had an extra layer. But I also, it was a little bit of a tribute to Olivia Newton-John, guys. Big fan. We've talked about this before.
Indeed.
We've sung the whole Grease soundtrack together, guys. So I felt like when I saw it, it was just the appropriate thing to go with last night. So are you calling me out right now?
Or no, I appreciated it.
I just want to make sure.
It's very much a compliment. You just don't see a leather jacket this time of the year. So I figured it was cold, and you, much like a Marine, Kelly, you adapted and adjusted.
Listen, you don't worry about so much the time of year and what you're wearing as you do just making sure you're comfortable at these ballparks, because you could be out there for 4 hours, and I didn't want to be cold all night, okay? Can't handle it.
All right. Did you not make a play on a ball in a well the other day?
I made a play to get out of the way of a ball the other day.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not.
Did you pick it up? Did you pick it up, or did somebody else pick it up?
Yeah, nope. I picked it up and made sure that a Braves fan in the stands got it, not just,
well,
you know.
Well played.
Yes.
What do you do with a leather jacket now that you're in Miami? I'm assuming tonight, leather jacket not required, and I'm assuming the roof's going to be closed, leather jacket not required.
Not required at the beach today, guys. Nope. I put that in my suitcase, and it probably won't, come back out until what we hope is October baseball in Atlanta. So that's the next time we'll see that.
The jacket is 1-0. If you're going to break it out, break it out in October again during the playoff game.
It's funny you say that. The players are well aware of that, too. I heard from two guys last night that said, if we don't win on Friday, you got to bring that back. Yeah. They were giving me a hard time. So it's not. I thought you guys would probably do the same.
By the way, are you
so
at the beach? I don't even know what time it is. Almost 2 o'clock. You at the beach already?
I currently am at the beach. Yeah, of course. You have to get out here and sit by the water. You know, I mean, we got in it. 4 in the morning last night. My head hit the pillow at about 4:30 this morning. So at about 10:30, I told myself I had to get out of bed because otherwise I'll just be messed up, for the rest of the weekend. So I strolled out here around 11 o'clock. We got a nice little shower about 30 minutes ago. Now I'm just sitting and watching the waves roll in.
Well, listen, life is good for Kelly Kroll. Life is good for Vaughn Grissom and the Braves. And we appreciate the time. Enjoy South Beach. And we'll talk to you and see you next week when you come back.
Yes. I can't wait to be in studio with you guys next week. I missed you guys. Even if you don't miss me, it's all right. I don't mind. But it's great to hear from you.
We miss you terribly. Outstanding job there with Vaughn Grissom and his family last night. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Kelly Kroll with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. It was a fitting tribute to Olivia Newton-John,
sure
now that
was.
I think about it.
Yeah. All makes sense. And, again, it's put away until you need it, probably in October.
Or
it doesn't feel like the temperature's here in Atlanta on Tuesday night, or at a losing streak.
Or if they lose Friday, she's going to have to wear it for the doubleheader on Saturday.
My God, it's so hot in this stupid building. Doubleheader, I got to wear it.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.